Topic 8.17 is to explain how imbalances in certain naturally occurring brain chemicals can contribute to ill health, e.g. dopamine in Parkinson's disease and serotonin in depression, and to the development of new drugs. So, neurotransmitters, we have dopamine and serotonin. They act only in the brain synapses. An imbalance of one or other of these leads to physical and mental symptoms. It's difficult for these to cross the blood-brain barrier. The endothelia in the brain, in the capillaries, are very closely joined together, so there's no leakiness like there is in other capillaries. This means that if you had a disorder or an imbalance, you couldn't just inject more neurotransmitter into the blood, because it wouldn't actually get to the brain. This is a safeguard mechanism to avoid infection. Now, Parkinson's disease is caused by a lack of production of dopamine by cells in a region of the brain called the substantia nigra. This is not racist. It means black body. That is also not racist. Okay, in normal healthy people, the cells of the substantia nigra produce dopamine, and that aids with movement and coordination. In someone with Parkinson's, the dopamine producing cells die and motor control is gradually lost. Effectively, the dopamine stimulates the basal ganglia in the brain, which has a damping effect on the reticular formation, another structure. That's transferred to the spinal cord, which means that the muscle's activity is controlled. If dopamine is lacking, then there is no damping effect on the reticular formation, which results in increased muscle tension and tremor. This is Parkinson's disease. The symptoms of Parkinson's disease are tremors, especially in the hands, slowness of movement, rigidity of muscles, poor balance, sleep problems, and eventually difficulty speaking and breathing. Depression, a hypothesized biological cause, links depression to low levels of either serotonin, noradrenaline, or dopamine. Serotonin is important because it regulates the other neurotransmitters, and this is a neurotransmitter across the area of the brain responsible for mood and results in overall suppression of brain activity. Now, dopamine acts mostly in the frontal cortex, which is where the motor cortex is, the motor function. And it has functions in reward, motivation, pleasure, euphoria, and the motor function fine-tuning. Serotonin is involved in the pathways go right the way through the frontal to parietal temporal lobes. They have functions in mood, memory processing, sleep, and cognition. There is possibly a genetic link to depression. People who may have an S prime allele or no S prime allele, if they have the lower expressing transport alleles, these explain some of the variants in major depressive severity. If you also have stressful life events, then that can increase the possibility of suffering from depression. So if you have the S prime allele, then that's more likely to give you depression as and when you deal with stressful life experiences. The treatment for depression is mostly selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, which inhibit reuptake proteins, so there's more serotonin in the synaptic cleft. There are also TCAs and MAOIs, which are other drugs involved in depression and neurotransmitters.